460 as the Big 8 presents the top hits of the past year. Marv and Tammy and Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, Baby. 209 CKLW Big 100 time with Jim Edwards. Girls, do you know the real you? Well, Federal's does. You're perky and pleasant and just happy to be you. And you're that way because you took Federal's Charm World course for only $650, where you learned poise, fashion coordinating, modeling, and makeup application. You saw the real you on closed circuit TV. Your confidence lives on because you still have your Charm World book and cosmetic kit. Girls, if you'd like to find the real you, visit Federal's and pick up an enrollment form in the fashion department.
Motor City weather.
Traveler's warning late this afternoon and tonight. Snow late this afternoon, continuing on tonight with some freezing rain. An accumulation of 1 to 3 inches by tomorrow morning. Today's high 30, the overnight low 24. Snow diminishing to flurries tomorrow with steady or slowly falling temperatures. Snow flurries and cold on Wednesday. The current temperature is 29 degrees.
Madman Mutz has done it again. If you dig the Chambers Brothers, Simon and Garfunkel, Big Brother and the Holding Company, you'll find them all available on Columbia Stereo Tapes in the home of the world's largest tape library, Muntz Cartridge City on Gratiot, one block south of 8 Mile. Yes, the big names are on Columbia, and the biggest selection of tapes in town are on display at Muntz Cartridge City. And that's not all. Nobody can match Madman Muntz's price of $29.95 for a $65 stereo tape deck, including speakers and installation, and bargain tapes priced from 96 cents. So head for Muntz Cartridge City on Gratiot, one block south of 8 Mile.
CKLW.
We are reviewing What Made Up. 12 months of the year 1968 as we present the Equals, number 59 from the Big 100. Baby, come on back.
Come back. Baby, come back.
The year 1968. The month was December.
I love how your eyes close. I love how you love me.
More music. CKLW
216 CKLW Big 100 time with Jim Edwards. Here's Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, number 57 from 1968.
Why am I losing sleep over you?
That's Gary Puckett and the Union Gap and Over You, number 57 from the Big 100. 218 at CKLW on the Jim Edwards Show.
Marlon Brando.
Ah!
Richard Burton.
Oh!
James Coburn.
Walter Matthau.
Mm.
And Ringo Starr
in the sweetest little movie, The Side of Psychopathia Sexualis.
Good grief.
Candy, a Selma Pictures presentation from the Cinerama Releasing Corporation in color.
But is she faithful?
Only to the book.
Candy has been written. Ah!
How could they film a book like Candy? Now showing at the Harper, Mercury, Michigan Terrace and Universal City Theaters.
Jim Edwards, CKLW.
The Big 8 with the sound of June 1968, when big crowds were disappointed by the postponement of the Gold Cup Power Boat Race on the Detroit River. Number 56 song from 1968, Jumpin' Jack Flash's A Good Gas, Rolling Stones 221, CKLW Big 100 time with Jim Edwards.
From the Big 8, $800 goes up for grabs every hour starting Friday morning as CKLW kicks off 1969 with the $800 flashback. One of the Big 100 hits could be worth a bundle of bread to you if you pick the right one. The CKLW $800 Flashback starts Friday morning.
Have a happy new year with CKLW.
What all we need is
more music. CKLW.
225 at CKLW with Jim Edwards. Here's number 54 from the Big 100.
More music, CKLW.
Here's the third of four in a row, and I'm going to pour them on for you just because you're so nice. Here's John Fred and the Playboy Band as we review the top hits of 1968. Number 53 from the Big 100, here's Judy in Disguise with Glasses.
I guess I'll just take your glasses.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest hits of 1968. In order, the Big 100.
CKLW.
the Motor City.
2:30 at the Big 8. This is Jim Edwards. Number 52 from the top 100 hits of the year. Diana Ross and the Supremes and Love Child Born Wild. 2:33 CKLW Big 100 time with Jim Edwards. Friends, here's an important message for acid stomach sufferers. It's a free booklet called Willard's Message of Relief. In simple language, it explains the three-way action of the Willard treatment, which for more than 30 years has brought thousands of sufferers soothing relief from symptoms of distress arising from upset stomach due to excess acid, and from other symptoms of acid stomach distress. If you suffer due to indigestion caused by excess acid, get Willard's free message booklet at any Cunningham drugstore. Learn about Willard's three-way action designed to neutralize excess stomach acid, to aid digestion, to provide a temporary protective coating over irritated areas of the stomach lining, thus helping to avoid further irritation by gastric juices. Try the Willard treatment for 15 days without a penny of cost, unless you're satisfied and pleased with the results. Get Willard's message free at any Cunningham drugstore.
Mr. Merlis, I think your showroom is beautiful. Your Chevy deals are the greatest and your service is tops. But tell me, who's that guy over there counting on his fingers?
Oh, him? That's our digital computer.
Merlis, what a great, great guy!
Get a great, great deal from the great, great guys at Merlis Chevrolet on Gratiot at 8.5 Mile Road.
Jim Edwards, CKLW.
The Big 8, where you can make off with all 100 hits on CKLW's Big 100. Listen for the Happy New Year horn.
I'd like to play a game that is so much fun. Double time.
Number 51 for the Big 100, the 1910 Fruit Gum Company at Simon Says. 2:37 at CKLW with Jim Edwards. Columbia's got the sound, and Madman Munts has Columbia's big names on stereo tapes. Swing with Simon Garfunkel. Dig the now sounds of Big Brother and the Holding Company and the Chambers Brothers. You'll find them all at Munts on stereo tapes from Columbia. And that's not all you'll find. Wait till you see the $65 stereo tape deck the Madman is selling for just $29.95, complete with speakers and installation. And his bargain tapes priced from 96 cents. Head for Munt's Cartridge City on Gratiot, one block south of 8 Mile today, and start swinging.
Frank Bullitt has blonde hair and a look that bites deep. Frank Bullitt wears a high turtleneck sweater and has a highly unorthodox approach to his job. There are good cops and there are bad cops. And then there's Bullitt. The best of Steve McQueen is in Bullitt. Bullitt, a Warner Brothers 7 Arts picture in Technicolor. Suggested for mature audiences.
Bullitt is now showing at the Camelot, Grand Circus, Jewel, Mount Clemens, La Parisienne, Punch and Judy, Radio City, and Wyandotte Main Theater.
CKLW.
It's 20 minutes before 3. This is Don Patrick, CKLW 2020 News. Detroit Common Council is lined up solidly opposed to a red light district in the city or legalized prostitution. Councilman Robert Tindall says...
Of course not. I'm not in favor of a red light district in the city of Detroit, but I am in favor of removing prostitution from the streets of Detroit. And I think that the authorities who are opposed to it ought to come up with the answer because they are the ones who have the responsibility for doing it. I'm talking specifically about the police department.
The suggestion comes in a citizen's report on the Model Cities program, but Model Cities director David Quezon says it is merely a suggested remedy for the problem and not a part of the program.
It's sensational, and therefore people, like to hear about it, but it is in no way part of the current plan. It's a part of the citizen input, as we are required by law by HUD, to have citizen input. This part has gone to HUD. It has returned without any comment from them.
Councilman Mel Ravitz has proposed a resolution that endorses the Model Cities program concept, but leaves the component parts open for consideration. This would give council the power of rejection should the red light district proposal actually become a part of the Model Cities program. Council will vote on that resolution at its formal session this afternoon. The red light subject also came up for discussion today with Detroit's health director.
Detroit's health director, Dr. George Pickett, held a news conference to say that the peak of the Hong Kong flu epidemic has passed and the virus is on its way downhill. But in the course of the interview, Pickett was asked about his medical reaction to a suggestion that a red light district be set up in the Model Cities area as an experiment to curb prostitution. Pickett says that's been tried in other countries as a remedy for prostitution or venereal disease, but it hasn't worked. However, Pickett says that doesn't mean it wouldn't work here. Pickett says he wouldn't stand in the way of an experiment in Detroit. Medically, he thinks it might work, but Pickett says he knows of no legislative body in the land that would approve it, and if it did, it probably would cause social upheaval. Jim Brooker, 2020 News.
The threat of a strike hangs heavy over the heads of Detroit's 9 major hotels today, a strike that could come on New Year's Eve, just as the hotels prepare to play host to New Year's celebrations. The latest hotel offer has been rejected because, as union head Myra Wolfgang puts it, it's just not enough dough.
It was inadequate. The wage offer to the maids, not bring them to the level, as my wire to the mayor indicates, of what an ABC mother with 3 children now gets for staying home.
Rudolph Bell, one of the 43 Fort Hood soldiers who refused to serve riot duty at the Chicago convention, says in Detroit today he wants out of the Army. Bell says he's headed for Vietnam, probably because of his objection to Chicago.
I'm supposed to get out of service this February, and I've been to Germany, I've been to Vietnam, and if it's any way possible, legal-like, I'm going to try to get out of this.
Bell says he's supposed to be discharged in February, but the Army has hit him up for another year. He contends that he's been moved to another unit, a unit headed for Germany for training and then on to Vietnam, and he's already served 1 tour of duty in Vietnam. Russia demands that the UN peace force, if necessary, to keep up its back in the Middle East. That's Moscow's reaction to the Beirut raid by Israeli commandos. Arab guerrillas shell 2 Israeli border settlements today in retaliation for that raid. The first Secretary General of the UN, Trygve Bjelke, died today in Norway. This week's Hotline Award goes to Richard Duchik of Utica, Michigan, first to report last week's fire at Metro Airport. He's eligible for the annual $1,000 Hotline Award. The winner there has been chosen and will be announced on Wednesday, New Year's Day. A British court hearing a request that singer Judy Garland be enjoined from appearing at a London cabaret. 2 U.S. businessmen are making the request, saying Miss Garland is under contract to them. CKLW, first in the Motor City with 2020 News.
Did you know Hudson's Colorful White Sale is happening now with fantastic savings on a wide assortment of quality merchandise?
How wide?
Oh, it's wide. Very wide.
This wide?
Ah, lots wider than that.
Hudson's Colorful White Sale is going on right now.
Hudson's Colorful White Sale at all Hudson stores. Where else could you find high-style, quality merchandise so dramatically reduced in price?
How about that big store in Northland with a stone bear?
That's a Hudson store?
Yeah, how about that?
Hudson's Colorful White Sale is going on right now.
Well, besides unusually low prices, what else is different about Hudson's Colorful White Sale?
Well, I'd say the high-style, decorator-inspired patterns with almost limitless colors.
Bet I can think of a shade of orange they don't have.
Hudson's has lots of oranges.
Good, I'll take a dozen.
Hudson's Colorful White Sale is going on right now.
I didn't know that.
CKLW Weather.
Just ahead of much more music on the Jim Edwards Show. Look for snow late this afternoon, continuing tonight with some freezing rain, accumulation of 1 to 3 inches by tomorrow morning. High today 30, low tonight 24. Snow diminishing to flurries tomorrow with steady or slowly falling temperatures. Snow flurries and cold New Year's Day. Airport weather clear, operations normal. Merck Index 61, medium air pollution. It's 29 degrees. This is Don Patrick, CKLW 2020 News. And that's what's happening today, December 30th.
The year 1968. The month was December.
Number 49 for the Big 100, that's Glenn Campbell and the Wichita Lineman. The Big 8 with a sound of July in 1968 when CKLW awarded a brand new Corvette Stingray to Myra Crandall of Madison Heights.
Jim Edwards, CKLW.
All the world over side, easy to see. That's the train of freedom.
The number 48 song from 1968, The Rascals and People Gotta Be Free. 252 CKLW Big 100 time with Jim Edwards.
The Big 8 souvenir of 68. Free for CKLW listeners, a complete listing of the Big 100. To get yours, send a stamped self-addressed, legal-size envelope to Big 100, CKLW,
Box 8, Windsor, or Detroit. Please allow 3 weeks for delivery. Full of fun for fact and figure freaks, and free from the Big 8. Send for your list of CKLW's Big 100 now.
Have a happy new year with CKLW. CKLW.
255 at CKLW on the Jim Edwards Show, counting down the Big 100. Here's number 46, Steppenwolf and Born to be Wild. It's the second of five hits in a row.
More music, CKLW.
Thanks, it's been a real ball. Ed Mitchell continues the Big 100 next. I'll see you back tomorrow at noon.
Cowboys, girl.